The timing, as they say, could not have been worse. 6 months after the September 11th attacks, a Florida flight school has received confirmation that the visas of two of the most infamous hijackers have been approved. The mistake puts new pressure on the Immigration and Naturalization Service to reform its bureaucracy. At his news conference today, President Bush told reporters he was plenty hot about the incident. Mr. Bush is demanding answers about how it happened. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
The timing has an excruciating irony. 6 months to the day after the worst terrorist attacks in U.S. history, letters from the INS arrived at Huffman Aviation International Flight School in Florida. The student visa applications of Mohammed Atta, the supposed mastermind of the attacks, and another pilot, Marwan al-Shehhi, had been approved. Actually, the visas had been approved in the summer of 2001, weeks before the attacks. But paperwork doesn't zip through the INS system, which is not yet computerized. It had to go through the INS Processing Center in Texas, then to a contractor in Kentucky. The letters were finally sent to the flight school this month. Quote, "It was an embarrassing paperwork screw-up," one INS official said, "but it isn't as if we'd approved the visas after September 11th. Still, Congressman Lamar Smith, a Republican on the House Immigration Subcommittee, says the botch-up is worrisome.
The fact that their files hadn't been pulled, that the documents were processed and apparently just were mailed in the last few days, is just astounding. And it points once again to the need to have a complete overhaul, a complete reorganization of the Immigration and Naturalization Service.
He says it's evident that the INS has lost control of its own documents and lost track of some of the 600,000 immigrants here on student visas.
The INS has no idea at this point what's going on with individuals who are in the country on student visas. We passed a law in 1996 that had a provision in there that we were supposed to track students from terrorist countries. That provision was never implemented by the Clinton administration and so far has not been implemented in this administration.
Former INS official Jan Ting says the underlying problem is a tension between national security and profits. He says whenever the INS or Congress tries to tighten the rules on immigrant visas, U.S. businesses that cater to immigrants balk. He says that happened in 1996 after the administration wanted to require schools to track their foreign students to make sure that they were legitimate.
And the reaction of the schools was very negative. And I'm talking here about both universities and the vocational schools, like flight training schools. And they said, well, that's not fair. That's a tremendous burden on us. That's going to be a cost to us, and that's going to cut into the profits that we make. And so they went to work in Washington, and they lobbied to kill that proposal.
And they did. Ting says that the real problem defies rules, regulations, or even computerization. He notes that these two hijackers had clean records in the United States. Even if the system had worked perfectly, their visa applications would have been approved. He says the problem is there's such pressure to bring in foreign visitors and students to the country for economic reasons that the U.S. doesn't have the time to check out the candidates.
We need to go back to the country of origin and find out who this individual is and where he's been and what he's done with his life and who he's associated with. If we take the time to do that investigation, I think there's a much higher possibility that we're going to find something which is going to be enough to raise a red flag and say, maybe we shouldn't move this case forward.
In the meantime, Attorney General John Ashcroft, who oversees the INS, has asked the department's inspector general to investigate the incident. It is inexcusable when document mismanagement leads to a breakdown of this magnitude, Ashcroft said in a statement. He promised to, quote, reform any quality control mechanisms, a task that Congress is also hankering to do. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.